Bruce, could you give me a sense of location for the Grand Prairie Regional College?
Grand Prairie's main campus is right in the city of Grand Prairie in northwest Alberta, and it covers quite an extended footprint. We've expanded in the last few years, and so we include as far south as the Yellowhead and as far north as Fairview and the MD of Peace and MD of Fairview border.
And what would be the main industries in that area?
Oil and gas is the predominant industry at the current time, but over the development of the city and the region, it basically was home to First Nations peoples, and then it from there came the explorers and the fur trade, and then the agriculture industry with the settlers, and probably in the early 50s, forestry emerged as a dominant industry. And so with that history, right now forestry is doing quite well, and oil and gas is still a strong industry, but it's not as robust as it was here a few months ago.
And the college itself, what sorts of things do you specialize in?
We're what is called a comprehensive community institution. So we have general university transfer courses, business, and career two-year and diploma and one-year certificate programs. And we also are the fourth largest provider of trades training in the province.
Now, you're heading up the Center for Research and Innovation. There must be a little hub of activity going on there. Why do you have this center?
The center emerged actually out of a community-driven need in response to the Canadian Innovation Strategy back in 2000. And so we've been actively pursuing innovation as a method to strengthen and diverse the economy since that time. The interest in and the need for addressing a lack of services to support innovators emerged in year 2000, and we created a network organization that was called the Innovation Network in 2002 to address that need. That grew into the Center for Research and Innovation when the Innovation Network of the Peace Region Economic Development Alliance, who led that development, merged with the college's Integrated Research Unit in April of 2007. And the reason that merger took place was because the community recognized that we would be able to provide a greater level of service to the region if we had a united research and innovation focus.
What agencies would be supporting your efforts?
On the innovation side, it's Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. So the provincial government has been a direct sponsor of the innovation component since 2007. And as you know, that predates Alberta Innovates, but they are the keepers of that initiative and are our major innovation sponsor. We have an agreement with the local city of Grand Prairie, the county of Grand Prairie, and the MD of Greenview. And we are just finalizing our discussions on support for the innovation component of our activity. On the research side, most of that is grant-funded. We have a number of national-supported research activities here from the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council stationed in Ottawa.
So what kinds of services does your center provide?
The innovation services provides the types of services that an entrepreneur or an innovator or an inventor would need to get their product or their idea developed and into the marketplace. So that includes access to patent and intellectual property information. Obviously, as Alberta Innovates Technology Futures as a funding partner, they have a technology development advisor located in the region. So he's here to help them directly with technical problem solving. Over the years, we have helped clients solve numerous technical problems, and we help them access resources from either Alberta Innovates or from the Industrial Research Assistance Program through NRC IRAP. At the center, people would have access to the IRAP representative and their funding programs as well. And another area in which we support innovators developing their ideas is on new media marketing. How do you get your idea out into the marketplace? How do you attract people to your website? How do you make good use of your website as a marketing tool? So we like to say we have a suite of services, and depending on the funding situation on any given year, we focus on one area more so than the other. And also, that depends on which innovator comes in the door, what their particular need is, and we try to address that need either directly or through our network of support services.
Do you have any idea of how many people you've served over the years?
Yes, it's 1,200 plus.
Can you give me some examples of some of the inventions or innovators who have taken advantage of your services at the center?
Sure. One of the most recent examples, and is currently featured in the Alberta Venture magazine, is Lindsay Wadsworth. He's a Sexsmith-based Integrity Solutions, is the name of his company. And he was a Grand Prairie and District Chamber of Commerce's Innovator of the Year Award recipient for 2015. And he is building patent-pending site surveillance technology. And it enables his company to provide tracking for field-based oil and gas and geophysical firefighting operations. In other words, the guys in the office want to know what's happening in the field, and his technology enables them to do that in essentially real time, and that's what he's working toward. He's just an example of someone come in looking for help, and we were able to help him with that. Another innovator that we've worked with a few years ago is back. He's sold 400 of his product into the oil field, oil and gas industry. And what he would like to do is to gain greater penetration into the market and to see if his product will work in another market. So we're currently discussing with him ways in which to help him advance his sales. And another group of innovators that we have helped over the years are a group of innovators at the Evergreen Center for Resource and Excellence and Innovation at the Evergreen Park in Grand Prairie, in the county of Grand Prairie. And these mostly gentlemen are developing new processes and products that enable the companies to work in the forest with a softer footprint. And so it's all around low impact techniques. And so, as you can see, there's a bit of range in terms of the types of people we help and their application.
Now, you also have a research component in the title of your center. What would you be looking at on the research side?
We have two major initiatives in the natural sciences. Both of these are NSERC funded, and we're quite proud of these research initiatives. For example, our initiative that we call Pollutants to Products is looking at ways of turning carbon dioxide or carbon from the air to capture that and convert that into a useful product. Now, we have forestry applications, but the one that we're spending the most attention on right now is with microalgae. And we have developed a microalgae photobioreactor, and we believe it's the most efficient one in the world. We have what we call a carbon capture solarium, and Dr. Tan and Dr. Adebousier are working to develop that technology. In a completely different field, but completely related to our area here in the Peace Country in Northwest Alberta, is the bee industry, and the college has taken the lead and is developing the National Bee Diagnostic Center. And that's located at the Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada Research Station in Beaver Lodge in partnership with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. And we have a state-of-the-art diagnostic lab to determine what pests, pathogens, and parasites are affecting the bees.
Considering that the center and the college are way up in northwestern Alberta, it seems like you have an awful lot on the go there. Why is that so important? What is the purpose of having it there in that part of the province?
If you will, the purpose of the Center for Research and Innovation, or the thing that I focus on every day when I come to work and when we gather together as staff to support the region, it's to lead the development of applied research and innovation capacity for the college and the community. We are a long way, or far enough from Edmonton and from Calgary, the major centers, and we have enough economic activity, we have enough talent, and we have sufficient base of innovators and entrepreneurs in this region, a real entrepreneurial spirit. And so we're wanting to create the resources in the region for the people in the region. Research has shown that people, if they have to travel more than 2 hours to get the services that they need, they eventually move and relocate their businesses. And so Grand Prairie, as the hub for the Northwest Alberta and the Peace Country, we're developing the resources to keep the companies in the region that need to develop and do business in the region.
And I would think that this would be a very strong base when we start looking at really being serious about diversifying the economy in Alberta.
Absolutely. And, you know, like that strong base, we've in the Peace Country in Northwest Alberta, we have strong agriculture lands. The forest industry is state-of-the-art equipment in the forest industry. And we have water. We have those natural resources, but we need to diversify our economy. And in order to make that happen, the resources and the tools and the people that help diversify or develop the diversified economy need to be in the region to help that develop within the region.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thanks, Cheryl.